Hello, bonjour, g'day, welcome to another episode of Walks with a Copywriter, wherever you are in the world. I'm Ollie, I'm a copywriter, and today I'm walking, it's another windy day, I'm walking in a small woodland that looks over the town where I live. It's a great view, but a little bit grey today, and I thought it would be a great opportunity to record another episode. And something that I've been thinking about recently is our press releases. It's something I've been involved with for years. I used to run or manage PR at a company for a couple of years, and I learned a lot along the way. And I see often with other companies that I work for more recently that there are some, I think, quite sort of basic things that people often get wrong when they're putting a press release together. Ooh, squirrel, just running up a tree. And I thought, anyway, I would just speak about that today, because press releases are actually so simple to get right. You just need to know how. That's it, and then you're set. It's really easy. So remember let's start with the purpose of a press release. A press release is really to grab a journalist's attention and encourage them to write about the subject of that press release. So it's as simple as that. The hardest thing is to attract and hold that journalist's attention. Sometimes you can luck out. If you're working at Apple and you're launching a new iPhone, then you probably don't need to work too hard at this. But if you're at a smaller company and you've done some research, which is relatively niche, it appeals to a smaller audience perhaps, it's a bit more difficult. So, and I won't go too much into the PR side of things, I'll just touch on that lightly. Just give a bit of context and then we'll talk more about the copy. So of course the first thing is to make sure that you're reaching out, or your PR team is reaching out, to the relevant journalist. Hopefully they will know how to do that and do that effectively. And then you need to get their attention. Now often the easiest way to reach a journalist is by email, but the hardest thing to do is to stand out in their inbox, because journalists are bombarded by press releases every day. Even the smaller ones will receive dozens of press releases every day, and you'll need to stand out. So that means having a really engaging subject line. It helps, of course, when you know them. So you could always, or your PR team can give them a call and say, hey, just to let you know, we've got this excellent story or bit of research. I've emailed it to you. Check your inbox. So anyway, really strong subject line, short and sweet, direct and to the point. Not overly friendly or overly formal or anything like that, just straight to the point, very direct. No capitals, you don't want to appear like spam. And of course, speaking of spam, you want to make sure that you don't include any of those spam filter triggering keywords, often around like finance or adult themes or anything like that. And another thing to be aware of actually is the time that you send it. So a lot of journalists will start early in the morning. They might start at 7, something like that. So make sure that your email hits their inbox before that time or at that time. And you can do that really easily now. At least in Gmail, you can schedule your messages. So you can write it the day before and schedule the email to go out early that morning at a particular time. That's really handy. Hopefully the journalist sees your email and they pick it out amongst all of the others that are in their inbox that morning. And I've seen this before. I've specifically spoken to journalists who have warned against this. Don't include your press release as an attachment in that email. Make sure that it's in the body of the email. Because journalists, first of all, they don't want to be opening attachments from people they don't really know. And they also don't want to be messing around, opening different programs and things like that, and trying to make sure that they can read your documents with whatever program you've created it in. If you absolutely have to attach anything, do it as a PDF, or even better, link off to a Google document or something like that. Use it as a link and embed it in your body copy. They open the email and the first thing they want to see is the headline reiterated. So you'll probably have it in the subject line. Let's say, I'm just off the top of my head, let's say, used car sales have gone up in the last year, increasing the price of a used car, because that is something that has happened since the pandemic. So let's say your headline is used car sales increase 50% since the beginning of the pandemic. That's a news item. So that's your subject line. They open the email and then you want to include that straight up. Obviously, after a very short introduction, hi, X, you've recently written about this and I thought this would appeal to your readers. Here you go. And then straight under that is the headline again. And then under that, you want to have perhaps three bullet points. Three is the magic number for everything, as I've explained in a previous episode. So three bullet points that might say something like, prices increased 20% since January 2020. The next bullet point, demand has increased by 30%. And the next bullet point, the impact of this is X, something like that. Really short and sweet, because that's the thing that the journalist is basically going to say, okay, is this relevant to my readers? Am I interested in it? And is this a strong enough story? Is there, solid data behind it? Of course, in this example, I'm talking about research that you might have done. But of course, tailor this for whatever your press release is about. It could be a new product or something like that. So again, journalists just don't have any time. So they're just quickly scrolling through the inbox, seeing what catches their attention. And then when they open it, you need to just hit them with the key aspects of your press release, just straight up. Hopefully that will have them sold already. They'll think, okay, yes, this is a potential feature, I can do this today. And then they will read the rest of it. Now, the rest of it, you want to go into more detail and turn it into a little bit of a story, set the context, explain what's happened, back it up with data, include a quote from, somebody in your team or yourself, whoever the spokesperson is, and then link off to specific data. If you can, sometimes it's hard in emails, depending on what your data is, but if you can, include it in the email. But if not, link off to a spreadsheet or attach it in a PDF if you have to. Because, again, your goal in a press release is to make it as easy as possible for the journalist to write about your content. So if they can copy and paste a table of data, then hey, they'll do it. Why not? But if you bury that data, so this is one thing not to do. Don't bury your data in copy. Don't explain things. I see this very often, and it actually blows my mind, really, that PR agencies will often create, I've seen this so many times from different PR agencies, they will create these press releases and bury the data in the content itself. It's really not helpful. Anyone that's doing that is just not experienced in this, and I think that's crazy, but that's just my opinion. What's important, again, is to bring the data out of your copy, not bury it, and make it really easy for them to copy and paste, for example. Just going to pause while a plane goes overhead. Yeah, so look, I think it really is that simple. It's just making sure that your email hits their inbox at the right time. It's having a really strong subject line. It's having a few bullet points, a very short introduction, and then a few bullet points explaining the key details of the press release. Why is it important? Why is it significant? And then a few paragraphs, I would say in total less than 500 words, or around 500 words is probably roughly a good amount, somewhere between 300 and 600 words, something like that, with more information, and include a quote from your spokesperson. Make sure the data is easy to copy and paste if necessary, and attach anything as a PDF if you have to, or link off to that data in a spreadsheet, for example. And again, any other assets like images, things like that, don't attach it to the email, just link off to like a Google Drive folder or something like that, that includes all the assets that they might need to incorporate into their article. And of course, make sure that you have your phone number or your PR team's phone number on there so they can get in touch for more information if they want to. And that's really it. Yeah, it really is that simple, but it's amazing how many people, you know, overdo it. You know, they write something really long, they effectively are writing like a blog article, and then they send that to the journalist, and that's just not what they want. So if you are writing a press release, you know, consider following that approach. I can just tell you, I've written dozens of press releases over the years, and that's what they want, or at least in the UK. It may vary depending on where you are. I don't think it should vary too much, but it works over here anyway. So yeah, if you are creating press releases, good luck. I hope it goes well. And as always, until next time, best of luck with your copywriting.